Hey, well, there is a proposal here in the Missouri legislature that may do away with vehicle safety inspections. There is a requirement right now, as you all know, those of you that live in the state, for drivers, and it's seen as a bit of an inconvenience. To talk about that with us and whether or not it's a good idea or a bad one, or maybe somewhere in the middle, Greg Damon, he is the auto expert for KMOX and general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. Greg, what's up?
How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the little Motley Crue intro for me.
Hey. That was just for you. Pajeski knew that you wanted it. Yeah. So would this be, first of all, what would it look like if they're completely done away with? Does that mean there are no any kind of requirements at all? And would it be a good or a bad idea to do it?
Well, let me start off by saying, first off, if they do eliminate the safety inspection, you're still going to have your emission inspection. That's a federal law, and we get federal money for it. So either way, the emission inspection will have to be performed. Now, again, the emission is only good for the four counties around St. Louis and also the three counties around Kansas City. The middle of the state does not have to do any emission testing whatsoever.
So I think with the emissions test, when people think of, like, you know, getting your tags renewed, it's always the emissions test that seems like such a pain. And yet, when I read the vehicle safety inspection, I think subconsciously I absorbed that as the emissions test. But like you said, two totally separate things. I feel like most people complain about the emissions test because isn't the safety inspection kind of important?
Well, absolutely. It's 100% important. As of the law is written right now, if you have a vehicle that is 10 years or newer or less than 150,000 miles, you do not have to perform a safety inspection. You still have to perform your emission inspection, but you do not have to perform a safety inspection. And for folks out there that maybe go to a quick oil change place or really don't have a regular auto mechanic, auto technician that looks at their vehicle, they may not be getting their cars checked out. We see all sorts of stuff that is wrong with vehicles, you know, anywhere from 40, 50, 60 on up to, you know, over 100,000 miles that need to be changed. And some of these folks don't know anything that's going on with their car. But you can imagine if you had 150,000 miles on your car, all the stuff that could be wrong with it, because you're not required to have a safety inspection.
You know, Greg, I had this example yesterday, believe it or not. I took my car in for an oil change, and the check engine light came on that morning as I pulled into work. Thankfully, it wasn't the blinking check engine light, because I think that's the bad one. And Matt Pajeski over here asked if my engine light was blinking, and it wasn't. It was just a steady on. But I got my car checked out, and as it turned out, my brakes were like almost grinding on both the front and back. And the guy said, listen, your brakes are in bad shape, and also you won't pass the safety inspection unless we take care of this. And I'm really grateful we had that.
Well, absolutely, 100%. Let's just start off. It's an inconvenience to bring your car in to have it repaired. You know, it's tough. You have to sometimes find a ride. With parts acquisition, maybe down for a couple days. You really don't know what's going on. It's expensive. It's an inconvenience. It's an inconvenience for everybody. But for peace of mind to have that safety inspection, for me, you know, when I think of my sons driving on the road, I want them to be safe. Not only that, but the car next to them, I want that to be safe as well. I don't want something breaking down on my family's car, and I don't want something breaking down on the guy next to him on the highway that maybe possibly run into them. So that's really, for us, where the safety inspection come in. I wish people could come here and spend a week and see the kind of stuff that we see that is defective on cars. It's really kind of eye-opening as to what can go bad, when it goes bad, and the damage that it can cause. Not only that, it's $12. It's $12 to have a safety inspection. I mean, for $12, wouldn't you want to have a peace of mind?
I think so. So, I mean, generally speaking, just before we say goodbye here, we know, sorry we had to pop in with that breaking Cardinals news.
We're the mothership.
It's the flagship, dude.
The flagship.
It's the flagship. So, I mean, we're talking about the safety inspections. It's not that big of a cost. It does seem like a hassle. Is there a way to streamline the process of a vehicle inspection, the safety inspection, the emissions, and maybe do it all at once or something?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We do the safety and emission all at one time. If it's required by your vehicle, we have all the equipment. And I should say, not just us, there's many auto repair shops that perform both services. So, it just depends on what kind of car you have and what kind of inspection you're going to need.
Yeah, we are getting a lot of messages. I mean, a lot of people have strong feelings about whether or not, you should have safety inspections, you shouldn't have them, talking about you should have safety inspections and not emissions. But I think with some of the stuff, it is necessary. I was talking to my friend who's from another country and was just talking about when you have zero regulations on vehicles, like it became chaos. Not just are the streets not as safe, the highways aren't as safe. Like you said, you want to make sure someone around you is keeping up with their car, but also the pollution from the cars. And I kind of took it for granted that I know it's not perfect here. And ironically, I feel like the some of the stinkiest cars I've been around are like school buses, the yellow school buses that have all that exhaust. But at least we're trying.
Nope, 100%. Cars are made, as far as emission-wise, cars are awesome. They hardly have anything coming out of the tailpipe anymore with all the emission stuff that is on it, and they run so much more efficiently than they ever have. But for me, it's really the safety portion. I mean, Missouri's had some of the lowest insurance rates in the country. And we used to never hardly ever see cars broke down on the side of the road. You're seeing more and more cars broke down on the side of the road now. I don't know. I just think everybody should be safe. For businesses that do inspections, it's really a loss for us. As I said, it costs $12 for an inspection. We have to pay $1.50 for that sticker, and it takes about 45 minutes or an hour to do the inspection. So, it's really a loss for shops, but for the safety of all the people out on the road, I think it's a great bargain.